Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Roman Show. Farkat Frank Sharapov of the XFC. Jessica Aguilar of the World Series of Fighting. She just signed with a big promotion. She lets us know how she's excited to get inside the cage against a future opponent. That plus a preview of UFC 167.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go. Retro, go. Vital, go. Fire.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon,
go. Light,
go. We're go. Light.
GNC,
we're go.
Down here, go.
Control,
go.
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 FAO,
we are go.
Network, go.
Recovery,
go.
Capcom.
Go fly. Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
This is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
November 13 and just a few days to go before UFC 167. Welcome everyone to another episode of The Roman Show. It is November 13th. I am Rodolfo Roman. Find me on Twitter at RomanDH. Follow The Roman Show at The Roman Show. And my main man, the MMA Encyclopedia himself, Guillermo Garcia, on the other end. What's up, Guillermo?
Not much, man. Looking forward to the show. We missed last week and I'm itching to get some guests on the line here, man.
That's right. No, I know that everyone was enjoying last week the UFC fight for the troops, which we had the opportunity of interviewing two folks that were on that fight card, Jorge Masvidal, who came out short in his fight against that Russian who just looks phenomenal, and Yoel Romero, who the guy just continues to being a beast inside the cage. And now we're leading up to UFC 167, we had an interview with Eric Goyito Perez, the Mexican who will be fighting Edwin Figueroa on the preliminary card. You can find that on youtube.com/0201. It is our official YouTube account, so you can check out all the interviews up there. Guillermo had a couple of interviews there with guys like Bash Rutten and Robbie Lawler, who fights at the UFC 167 this coming Saturday. So we have a lot to cover today on the show, including, what were your thoughts, Kim, before we bring in our first guest, Jessica Aguilar? Dana White says that John Jones is afraid of Alexander Gustafsson. Well, not really the word afraid, but I think the term was concerned about Gustafsson in a rematch.
Yeah, I mean, like, the context of the article was kind of weird. Like, basically, John Jones was saying that the quality of competition that they were giving Gustafsson wasn't good enough. And, like, basically, it was, like, too easy of a fight for Gustafsson and that he would win easily and get a title rematch. And that Jones said that Gustafsson, being a top contender, should be fighting, like, tougher competition. So the way, basically, Dana White put it was like, oh, why do you want Gustafsson fighting tougher competition? Do you want him to lose so you don't have to fight him again? I mean, like, and basically, Dana White goes, stop trying to be matchmaker, John Jones. You're not a matchmaker. You're a fighter. Go back to doing your job. We're the matchmakers. We'll take care of this.
Well, you know how Dana White is getting all in the mix of it and calling out John Jones. Obviously, John Jones is scheduled to fight Glover Teixeira at an upcoming event to defend his title. You gotta let your opinion. I don't see what the big deal is. You know, yes, you are a fighter, but what the heck? You can put in your two cents. I don't see anything wrong with that.
No. I mean, I guess the Dana's annoyed because, you know, Jones has made it a habit of like trying to control the matchmaking sometimes. Like, you know, when Machida was the number one contender for the belt for a rematch. Jones was like, oh, I don't want to fight Machida again. I already beat him. I don't want to beat him. I don't want to fight him again. And then when Gustafsson almost beat him, he was like, oh, I'd rather fight Glover, and then I'll fight Gustafsson down the line. So he's had, like, a habit of, like, you know, trying to persuade the UFC to give him certain fights. And maybe Dana White's saying, man, I'm tired of this. You know, like, let us make the decision. Stop telling us what to do sort of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to bring in our first guest in just a few minutes. Jessica Aguilar, she just signed with World Series of Fighting. It was announced that the promotion will now be looking into producing women's mixed martial arts. And Jessica Aguilar, the top strawweight in the women's division, will be on the show to discuss her recent signing. She was with Bellator. Bellator dropped the women's division. She just recently fought against Megumi Fuji in what was Fuji's last fight. She is now retired. A legend in women's mixed martial arts, and it so happens that Jessica Aguilar fought her that last time, and Aguilar came out with a win. Aguilar fought Fuji twice and defeated Fuji on both occasions. So how is Aguilar getting ready to go in to the World Series of Fighting? We will ask her, and also the competition, because Guillermo, looking at her schedule or her fighting resume, you know, it was in 2010 where she had five fights. From then on, 2011, 2012, and now 2013, she has only had two fights per year, which she has averaged. And I'm sure that Jessica is itching to fight more. So we'll ask her that question and a whole lot more. If you yourself have any questions for Jessica, call in 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. How is Jessica Aguilar getting ready to debut in the World Series of Fighting?
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/The Roman Show. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/The Roman Show. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money. Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com.
Check it out. Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching the Roman Show.
All right, everyone. We're trying to get a hold of Jessica Aguilar. Fortunately, I guess she's a little bit tied up, but we're working on approaching her and getting her on the line. So I apologize that she will be here on the show very shortly, as sometimes the communications, there are some issues. But as we await the phone call, Jessica Aguilar, and then later on, none other than Farkat Sharapov fights in the XFC against Delvison Francisco Ribeiro on December 13th on Access TV. Let's briefly talk about UFC 167 with Johnny Hendricks versus GSP, Georges St-Pierre for the welterweight title. Guillermo, you and I were having a discussion about Johnny Hendricks, GSP, you giving the slight edge to GSP, but not in a large amount, just a short percentage, as Johnny Hendricks has all the tools to possibly dethrone GSP as a welterweight champion in the UFC.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, like, what I was saying is all it comes down to, really, as far as how much of a chance Hendricks has, is whether he can avoid the takedown from GSP. If he can turn this fight into a kickboxing match, you know, I believe GSP's got the better kickboxing in terms of, like, technical aspect. Like, I believe he can outland Hendricks. But with Hendricks, that doesn't mean anything, because GSP could outland him 3-1, but that one punch that Hendricks can land on GSP could end the fight right then and there. So, you know, in a kickboxing match, if it went the whole five rounds, I'd have to give the edge to GSP for a decision. But, you know, five rounds standing with Johnny Hendricks, that's dangerous. That guy has bombs, like, in his fist. And if he hits you with one of them, the fight could be over. And that's what's
dangerous. How about the cardio of Johnny Hendricks, Guillermo?
Well, we haven't seen him in a five-round fight before. He fought Condit in a three-round fight. So we really don't know how Hendricks is going to do in a four- or five-round situation. I'm sure he's been training for it, but, like, we really don't know. We really don't know how that's going to work out. So I can't say. We've seen GSP. He's fought a million times, five rounds. So, obviously, I would have to think that he's got the cardio edge, but for all I know, that may not even come into play. Really, the key is, will Hendricks get taken down over and over like most GSP opponents do, or will his All-American wrestling background enable him to keep the fight standing, or maybe even put GSP on his back? That would be surprising. I mean, but, you know, I didn't expect Gustafsson to take down John Jones, and that happened. So anything's
right.
possible. But we know GSP is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. Even if he gets put on his back, GSP should be able to hold his own there. But, yeah, Hendricks has got to keep himself from going on his back, because we've seen him on his back before. And with Rick Story, he didn't do very well.
Well, we want you to decide, who do you think will win this weekend, GSP or Johnny Hendricks? Make sure you tweet the answer to @RomanDH. And we'll read your answer right here on the show. But we'll talk a little bit more about the GSP and Hendricks fight later on the show. Right now, we have the pleasure to welcome Jessica Aguilar. She just signed up with the World Series of Fighting. Jess, welcome to the show again. Always a pleasure and honor to have you.
Thank you, Rodolfo. It's nice to be speaking to you again. How are you,
awesome,
sir?
Awesome, Jess. Awesome. Can't complain. Very well. Of course,
okay.
I'm here in South
you.
Florida. We're enjoying our so-called winter. With our 70-degree
weather.
It's so
nice. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful out. It's so nice. It feels like
Finally.
California. It's so nice. I hope it stays
Finally.
Like this for a couple of days.
I hope so, too.
But all is well. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, Jess, you're on with myself, Rodolfo, and Guillermo Garcia on the other line. Jess, let's talk about it. World Series of Fighting, they picked you up. They are now interested in showcasing some female fighters, some female fights, women's mixed martial arts. Arts, as you know, has been increasing by the minute. Ronda Rousey debuted in the main event of the UFC pay-per-view earlier this year, and now they pick you, Jessica. How did this come about with World Series of Fighting?
You know, it was something really that happened, like, really quick. They made things happen really, really quick. First of all, I'd like to say, you know, thank you to the WSOF for believing in me and wanting me a part of the family. And, you know, for signing me and making history to be the first woman to sign with the WSOF. You know, it happened really quickly. I actually went to the event here that just came to Miami, and I spoke to them, and they seemed interested, and they made things happen very quickly, and like I said, they believed in me, and they're going to do all that they can to put on some good fights for me. So it's really an honor, and I'm really grateful about the opportunity.
Well, do we have a date exactly when you will debut on the World Series of Fighting?
No, we don't have any dates yet. I don't have a date yet. I know it's going to be early 2014, but I don't have a date or location or anything like that. Again, you know, everything happened so quickly, and they made things happen for me. We haven't talked about a date. I know it's going to be early 2014.
And now, when you were signed with Bellator, it seemed like your contract allowed you to fight elsewhere. Is that the same concept with this contract, or are you just exclusively signed to the World Series of Fighting?
Yes, I'm exclusively signed to the WSOF. I don't think I would fight for any organization right now. They believed in me, and they're taking really good care of me. To the point where I don't have to, you know, I don't have to stress, and I can, you know, take care of myself and take care of my family. So I'm very, very happy and honored and appreciative to the WSOF for believing and the females, and for picking me and choosing me and believing in me and for their first female to sign.
Yeah, and well deserved, Jessica. You've been patiently waiting for this stuff, you know, since you were let go.
Thank you so much. You've been patiently waiting for fights.
Now, do you think that you'll fight in Japan, knowing that the World Series of Fighting is heading over there, and Japan, Asia itself, has a lot of females in the 115 division?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I love Japan, and I have a huge fan base in Japan, too. It's just, you know, my idol there. I mean, it would be my honor and pleasure to return to Japan and give them another fight and go visit that's a beautiful country. So, I don't see why not. I don't see why I wouldn't be there, you know. It'll be fun. It will be fun.
You speak of Megumi Fuji. You fought her last month, was it? Over there,
yes,
in Japan. And now you
Tokyo.
Defeated her for the in Tokyo, sorry. So it was the second time you fought her. You defeated her. It was her last fight. The first time I remember speaking to you, you were overjoyed. It was euphoria. But how was the second time, knowing that this was her last fight and you had the honor of fighting her in her last fight?
You know, it was a bittersweet. It was a bitter, bittersweet thing. It was a bittersweet because, you know, I was going to retire. I knew I was going to retire the legend, my idol, one of my idols. And it was a bitter and it was sweet at the same time because she was choosing me to do this. You know, she chose me to retire her. And for me, I mean, obviously it was a great honor to have that, to get that invitation and to be able to be a part of that monumental ceremony that was held there for her. And she passed on the torch to me. Her father and her family, they passed on the torch to me. And so my idol and a legend in the sport passing on the idol to me, I mean, that's just, words can't describe that, you know, the feeling. And also, you know, I had the honor or the pleasure of having my mother with me, and in her first ever event she had gone ever anywhere, even throughout school and throughout, you know, my games and while growing up, she never she never could go to an event because she was always working. But, you know, now to have her at her first female, you know, one of my first fights, number 20, the largest fight of my career, the biggest fight of my career against an idol, and my idol and a legend passing on the torch to me. I mean, a lot of people don't live this, and I lived it and I've experienced it, and it was an awesome time. The fans
and
are
Jess,
great.
Have you kept a relationship with her? Are you good friends with Megumi Fuji? Do you train with her by any chance? Does she open the door of training in the future?
Well, Megumi and I are really, really good friends. She actually invited me over to the gym to train, and I said, yes, I'm going to come back to Japan and train here. So we haven't done that yet, but she's going to be inviting me to her wedding soon, so I'm excited about that, and I'll be part of that wedding. We haven't trained together yet, but yeah, we're really good friends, and she's always going to be one of my idols, and she calls it I'm her best friend. I'm her best Japanese friend, and she's my best Mexican friend. that's cool, you know. Now that opened up doors for me, now I'm proud to say that I'm a part of the WSOF family, and that they believed in me, and they're willing to take me to the next level, and I'm ready for it, and I'm ready to continue putting great fights for everyone, and leaving all of me inside that cage, it's just a blessing. I'm very grateful, and I can't wait to use that platform for many other things, you know, to help people around the world and continue inspiring new athletes and doing what I love to do, and then being able to take care of my family. That's the best reward ever, and being able to give back to the community and people. It's really nice to know that you're going to be able to do that. So I'm just so grateful and honored, and I can't wait to step into that WSOF cage.
Correct, Guillermo.
Hey, Jessica, has the World Series of Fighting told you what their vision is for the women's strawweight division, how many girls they're going to bring in, who they have in mind to bring in to challenge you? Have they asked you for opinions of what girls you'd like to have brought in, anything like that?
You know, like I said, this happened so quickly. Obviously they're going to bring in the best, and I trust that they do that. My only focus and something that they've allowed me is to only focus on fighting, and they're going to do the rest. So it's good to know all of that. I don't know any details. They haven't told me yet, but they just, they will bring the best. Obviously, if they brought me on board, they have to bring me the best because I like to be challenged, that's why they went for the best. I mean, they're not going to, I'll fight whoever they put in front of me. I'm always up for the challenge, any challenge. I'll never deny a fight, and I'll never pick my fights. I will fight whoever they put, this is what I love to do. So I trust in the WSOF, and I know that we'll put on some great fights for you guys.
And Jessica, speaking about the women's strawweight division, basically the last year or two, you've been just stuck doing rematches against Megumi, against Patricia Vidanich, against Lisa Ellis, who you fought a couple times. Is it that the division is not very deep and you have to fight these people over and over, or do you think there's enough variety out there that is deep, just like some of the other women's divisions, like the bantamweight division or the featherweight division?
No, I think that the strawweight division is there's plenty of females, there's up-and-comers and there's top-level girls. I've been rematching a lot of the same females, because one thing, you know, it's a different. There's different scenarios. There's times where they you know, reach to one of the top 10 girls, and you know, they're not ready for that fight, or they think they need two more fights to fight me, or things like that, you know. So I have to, you know, find a person that's willing to take that challenge, and you know, and challenge themselves. So that's why, you know, the people that have been fighting me, the people that have been that have accepted to fight me, either accepted to fight me or wanted to, you know, offered or asked for me to fight them. For example, my legend, Megumi, she asked for me to be her retirement bout. And the other, you know, the other previous rematches that I've had, that was the only person that took the fight that wanted to challenge herself. So there's just different things that happen, you know, behind the scenes with the matchmaking and all of that. But, you know, I think that my division is very stacked. There's so much competition out there. There's a lot of, you know, in Japan here, upcoming on Invicta Main Sheet, they have an extensive, you know, roster at 115. So that my division is very deep, and there's a lot of great fights out there for us to, you know, put on for you guys. So I'm excited that, you know, that this is happening.
And Jessica, coming off your victory, did you have a ton of offers, or was it World Series of Fighting and Invicta? Who's coming after you, and what made you pick World Series of Fighting over maybe the Invictas or some other regional promotions out there?
Well, you know, I was talking to a couple, you know, Invicta obviously was one of my number one picks. We, you know, discussed some things with Legacy, and there was just, you know, obviously those two were the ones that we spoke to, you know. Unfortunately, you know, well, it's not unfortunately, but the thing, we didn't move as quickly with I didn't, you know, Shannon and the Invicta team, they've been busy trying to put together the December 7th card, and, you know, they didn't have plans for me on this December card, so it was kind of like put on hold. And so, you know, when the WSOF came and we met and they moved very quickly. They really wanted me. They were really interested, and they made things happen for me, and they believed in me, and, you know, they saw that. They saw that that we can make great fights together, and they believed in me. They gave me the opportunity, and, hey, this was a really – it all happened so quickly, just as you all were surprised. That's how, you know, I'm still surprised myself. So, you know, everything happened very quickly. They treated me very well, you know, I'm just very grateful to them, because now I get to change my life and I get to do what I love to do, and, you know, and we're creating jobs. We're creating more jobs. So I'm just really excited, man. I'm really excited, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I can't wait.
I guess it wasn't a possibility to gain 20 pounds and go to the UFC, huh?
yeah, right? Si quisiera, en mis sueños. In my dreams. No, but you know what? And not even in my dreams. Just, you know why? Because everything happens for a reason, you know? I was meant to sign with the WSOF, and we're going to do great things and big things, and I'm really excited. So I'm very happy. Everything happens for a reason, and I have faith, and I believe that, you know, we're going to do big things. So I'm excited.
And just knowing that you are a fighter yourself, but you're also a fan of the sport, of course, women's MMA this year has just been unstoppable, starting off with Ronda Rousey and Carmouche main eventing a UFC pay-per-view, something that was really never even thought of, because Dana White said, you know, we're never going to have women on UFC, but there it is, two women main eventing a fight card. Invicta FC, you know, they're having the last show next month in December. And then you have something that happened last month, well, actually earlier this year, with the whole Fallon Fox, and I'd like to get your opinion on that, as she was the first transgender athlete. But what were your thoughts on Ashley Evans-Smith defeating Fallon Fox? And what do you think about the whole thing? Was the media kind of harsh on Fallon Fox?
Well, you know, I mean, the fight was amazing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was
a great
fight. It was a back and forth. The transitions were amazing. I mean, like, that fight was, I was running back and forth, but that fight was one of the fights of the night, you know, with it, you know, just, it was a great fight. And congratulations to Ashley. But the way that Fallon Fox was treated was a bit harsh. It made me sad. I wanted to get off of my chair and go in the middle of the cage and tell everybody, like, she's a person. You know, it was so sad. They, like, they made her, like, you know, they just, you know, she was just, like, alone. You know, it was so, so sad because of the response. They booed her, and it was just, they, like, they made her, like, an alien, you know? Like, she was an alien. It was so sad for me. And I didn't agree with that. Like I said, you know, we leave it up to the doctors and the commissioners to make the decision. And if one doesn't want to fight her, then don't agree to it. But don't treat, nobody should be treated that way. And I just didn't like that, but it was an amazing fight. It was an amazing fight.
It was. I think everyone in that building just had the chills, Jessica. And I'm sure you were there. Everyone had the chills. Yeah. No, absolutely. It really was amazing.
It was just sad how we, the people, were supposed to be connected and how we can treat other people. Really, really, really sad. I really wanted to cry from that. I wanted to, you know, get in the middle of the cage and just say, people, like, what is wrong with us? What is wrong? Like, what do you know? It was really sad. Great fight.
Yeah. And that was just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, some of the stuff that was said on the internet was even worse. You know, the booze
that was,
and the...
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know that.
Yeah.
It just makes me... It
was bad. It
makes me sick. Because it was sad
it was
to me being there and seeing how people booed her and how she was, you know, put in the corner by herself. It was just so sad. So I don't even... I'm so happy that I don't even read the internet. I don't know any of the gossip of what's going on. With all due respect, not because I don't, you know, but just because of things like that. That's not how we should treat each other. That's just not right.
And I think we learned a lesson. No, and I think we learned a lesson because the first time I heard more of the boos, and the second, well, the third fight, it seemed like people kind of already were okay with it. And obviously when Ashley just won, you know, the entire place went nuts and the internet went buzzing. But I think it's a good thing for MMA, and not only just for MMA, Jessica, maybe you could agree with me on this, but society itself, that we have to accept everyone for whatever they are, believe, and how they act.
It's so sad. We're supposed to be connected, and we're supposed to be, you know, like, helping each other. We're not supposed to be treating others like, you know, they're aliens. It just doesn't make sense. It made me sad, and just to see it in my sport, in our sport, did somebody do that? It was really sad for me. It was really sad.
And I agree, but, you know, one thing that's taken away from Fallon is that, you know, she's a pioneer. She did something that other
Absolutely.
People might have never, ever done in her life.
That's what
so
I'm
she
saying.
She had the guts,
you know,
to do that.
No, yeah, it's like, you know what, it's like, it's probably, and it's just weird, and I'm like, but, you know, it's a lot of people don't do that. They don't put, you know, themselves out there like that to get hurt, you know, to be alone, to be isolated. There's not a lot of people that put themselves in that position, and she did it, and it's amazing, you know. It's sad because people don't know how to treat people, but that's something different.
Yeah, but she stepped up, so we got to give it to her, and she's definitely opened up a lot of eyes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No. And I'm here to support, you know, I support anything that's good. This is a sport, and everybody's allowed to play in the field, you know?
Absolutely. Well, Jess, I want to thank you so very much. I guess we'll be seeing you at the MMA Awards as you're nominated, right?
Yes, I am nominated, am I?
I believe so. I believe so. You know,
for
to be
the
honest,
MMA Awards, I'm nominated.
I know you're not. Were you nominated
cool.
last year? I can't remember. I could be wrong.
No, last year I won the Female Fighter of the Year. But I didn't even know. Last year
well,
it was
fun. You have to
defend
your throne.
But I do have to defend my throne, but, you know.
Right.
I can do that in the cage. I don't know if I'm nominated. I don't know.
Well,
I do that in
just
the cage.
Just in case if you are. Just in case you are, you know, hey, I'm giving everyone here
that's cool.
support.
No, I'm going to blame it on you. No, I'm going to go on Twitter right now, and I'm going to say, oh, I heard it from Rodolfo. I'm nominated for the MMA award.
No, I want to go on the record. It's not 100% sure. I'm just saying that she won it last year.
You can't think.
She has to defend her throne. It's only fair.
There you go. Now you're backing it up. I like the way you back it up. Yeah, I'm defending my throne.
But,
No, thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
Jess.
You guys
always
for having me. Thank you so much for having me. And like I always say, guys, thank you for always being supportive and showing me some love and for doing your job. And I'd like to thank all the fans because without them, I wouldn't be here. And for all those people that believed in me and helped support me through my journey, I am grateful. I don't want to name any because I will forget some and I'll forget probably all of them. But I just want them to know that anyone who helped me in any way and believed in me, I'm very grateful, and I can't wait to continue giving you guys more.
And we can't wait to see you debut on the World Series of Fighting. So thank you so very much, and we'll speak to you as we get closer till we get word of your fight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you guys
Alrighty.
Want to follow me on Twitter, it's Jag at ATT, and Instagram, the same thing, Jag ATT, JessicaAguilar.com, .com is the website.
Guys. Thank you so very much, Jessica.
Thank
Talk
you, Rodolfo. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir,
thank you. All right, here it is, folks. Jessica Aguilar, who just signed with the World Series of Fighting, and it was good to get her take, Guillermo, on the whole Fallon Fox, since we haven't really heard anything from her. I'd love to get her here on the show and hear from her, because when Ashley Evans won, Smith won, it was a big deal. You know, she defeated Fallon Fox, but how is Fallon Fox feeling? I'd like to know. You know, is she going to come back? How did she take the loss? And what were some of the things that she heard afterwards? Because prior to her going into this fight, some of the stuff that was said on the internet and that was just being discussed, it was just horrendous. And I'd be curious to see how the reaction of fans is going to be next time around when she fights again. Because let's face it, you know, I don't think that was her last fight, Guillermo. I think she still has more gas in the tank.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I really don't know how she's feeling. Like you said, we tried to get the interview with her after the fight, but she left the building straight away. So we really don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, some people take losses differently than others. We've seen people come back stronger and learn from the defeat, and we've seen people just crumble and disappear. You know what I mean? So we don't know how this is going to work out. Plus, she's in, like, in a different situation than pretty much anybody's ever been in. So we don't know how this will work out in her situation.
That's right. Well, we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. With Farkad Frank Cherepov will fight on the XFC, how he is getting ready for his fight, his second fight of the year. He came back in September after a two-year layoff. He's getting back to fight on Access TV in Michigan. We'll be right back.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email, to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
So the World Series of Fighting is having to change your heart when it comes to Rosamel Palhares. It seems that now they're considering possibly looking into hiring him. And we all know that the UFC let him go because he was just too dangerous. What do you think about this, Guillermo? Should the World Series of Fighting invest in hiring Palhares and giving him an opportunity? They interviewed the president of the World Series of Fighting, Ray Seffel, and he said, initially, I'll admit, I didn't think World Series of Fighting should even entertain the idea of bringing Palhares on board, but I've been speaking with our team, as well as some people I trust throughout the industry, and I'm not so sure he doesn't deserve another chance. We haven't made any concrete decisions just yet, but I think maybe Palhares could be a valuable part of our organization. Do you also think that this just could be, like they kind of painted the picture of Palhares as the bad guy, you know, like, okay, I'm going to tune in to see what crazy stuff he's going to do. So what do you think the World Series of Fighting position in here is for Palhares here?
I mean, like I said, you know, I think Palhares is a dangerous, dangerous fighter. I don't think he's, like, I'm not saying he's crazy, like, or insane or anything like that, but I think there's just something wrong with him that he doesn't let go of these leg locks when he should. He just holds on to them, tugs them a little bit longer. I mean, he's done this several times throughout his career, and he keeps on getting warned, and he promises it's not going to happen again, and it happens again and again. And the problem is that one of these days, if he hasn't already, he's going to, like end the fighter's career, or even worse than that, like really affect the rest of his life, where the guy might walk with a limp for the rest of his entire life. And I think that's just unacceptable, and I don't trust him, and I don't think he should be in mixed martial arts anymore. I mean, it's not fair to the guy that's in the cage with him.
Let's see what happens there with the World Series of Fighting and their change of heart and possibly having him be part of the organization. By the way, we are giving away free stuff for the World Series of Fighting. We have some caps. We have some T-shirts. All you have to do is subscribe to our YouTube account. That's youtube.com/rroman0201. Well, we reached out to Farkad Sharapov. Unfortunately, not answering, and we apologize for that, but hopefully we'll be able to have him here. If we don't have him today, we will definitely have him next week. But let's quickly look into what's coming up this weekend in mixed martial arts. As we know, the UFC 167 takes place. Chael Sonnen, Rashad Evans will be going at it. Both these guys are friends. They appear on TV together. Guillermo, do you think they're going to be light on each other, or do you think they're just definitely going to go in there and give it a show? And I really want to pinpoint myself to Rashad Evans, which hasn't been the same fighter for some time now.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, man. It's hard to say whether they're going to go easy on each other or not. I believe if somebody's going to go easy on somebody, it'd probably be Rashad going easy on Chael. Chael, so I think, you know, it's possible he could go easy on Rashad, but to me, he just seems like the more game fighter, and that if either one of them's going to take it real serious, it would be Chael, you know? I don't know. I don't know how that fight's going to go. I mean, it's hard to say. You know, like with Chael, like, you know, the funny thing about it is that, you know, Rashad has all the potential in the world, like, ability-wise, that if he wants to perform well and challenge for a title again, you know, he could put a run together and do that. And so you would think he would be the more motivated one because he has such good, you know, gifts that he was born with. But, you know, Chael, on the other hand, who's lost, you know, two title shots at middleweight and one title shot at light heavyweight and pretty much has almost no possibility of getting another title shot again, you would think he's the one that wouldn't be motivated because he's got nothing to fight for, essentially, other than money. But actually, he's the one that seems to be more motivated than Rashad. So I really don't know how this fight's going to turn out because you think whenever you think Chael's done, like he pulls off something amazing like choking out Shogun, which I didn't expect to happen. So I really don't know. I really don't know how that fight's going to go. You know, if you would have asked me 6 months ago, oh, who's going to win, Rashad or Chael, I thought I would have told you Rashad for sure. But I mean, Rashad, even in his victory over Dan Henderson, did not look impressive. He didn't look impressive in his fight against Lil Nog. He didn't look impressive in his fight against John Jones. And, you know, Chael got destroyed by John Jones, but it wasn't because he didn't try. He just got beat by a better fighter. You know what I mean? So it's hard to say. I mean, I could see Chael winning a decision just by working more than Rashad does. I mean, that's what I probably see happening if you were to ask me.
All right, and then we also have Robbie McDonald, which you had the opportunity of interviewing against. I'm sorry, you didn't have him, but you had the opportunity of interviewing Robbie Lawler. So Lawler McDonald, who do you think takes this one?
I think Rory wins this fight easily. I think that, I know Lawler's looked amazing in his last two fights, but a lot of people have short memories. They forget that Lawler, before winning those last two fights in the UFC, was absolutely terrible in Strikeforce. He was okay in the Elite XC before that, and he was just an okay average fighter in the UFC before all that. And so people have short memories, and I believe that, you know, yeah, Lawler may have improved a little bit, but it's not such a big improvement that it'll be able to close the gap between him and Rory McDonald. Rory McDonald is a world-class fighter, a potential future champion in this division, because he won't fight George St. Pierre, but if George St. Pierre's not the champion anymore, then who knows? We could have Rory McDonald as a champion in the next year or two in that division. So I think Rory's better than Robbie Lawler in every phase of the game. The only thing Robbie's probably got on Rory is that he's got more power in his hands. But as far as the technical striking part of it, I think Rory's the better technical striker. He's a better wrestler. He's better on the ground. I think that he beats Lawler in a round and a half or less.
Yeah, that's right. And then we have also on that fight card, and by the way, the preliminary card, this time will air on MMAJunkie.com starting at 6:45 with three prelims, and then they go live on Fox Sports 1 at 8 p.m., and then the pay-per-view at 10 p.m., so prelims not airing an MMA Junkie, not on Facebook anymore. I guess just for this one. Then we also have the Tyron Woodley and Josh Koscheck, and then also Timothy Elliott versus Ali Bagotinov. And then in the prelims, Evan Dunham versus Donald Cerrone, which that one should be a really good fight. And so much more. And by the way, Lito also mentioned that Rampage and Joey Beltran will fight the night before, November 15th, at the Bellator show. That's going to be on Spike TV. Turn of Rampage. What do you think Rampage is going to do in Bellator? You think he'll make an impact?
Well, I mean, like with Bellator not being so deep in the light heavyweight division, I mean, it's always possible that Rampage could beat a couple of bums and become the champ over there. But, I don't know. I mean, Rampage just, you know, the last few fights that he had in the UFC, he just didn't seem like he was in it, you know, mentally. Like, even though he might physically still be able to do this, he just doesn't look like he's either committing to his training or he's not taking the fight seriously. Maybe he's not motivated anymore. Maybe he doesn't love the sport anymore. He's just doing it for the money, you know, but he just didn't look right in his last three UFC fights that he lost every single one of them. Now, I don't know I don't see how he's going to get, if he's not motivated to fight the best in the world in the UFC, you tell me he's going to be motivated to beat a bunch of bums in Bellator, you know, like, I just don't see it. I mean, what are the best fights that they can make for him? Him and Joey Beltran, him and Tito Ortiz, him and King Mo, him and Emmanuel Newton, or Attila Vague, you know, who's their champ over there? I mean, please, you know, it's possible he could become champ, but what does that really mean? You know what I mean? What does that really mean? So, I don't get excited for him fighting anymore. I mean, yeah, he's fighting Joey Beltran. He should be Joey Beltran. Now, if he beats Joey Beltran, what does that really mean? Nothing. If he loses to Joey Beltran, he's done. But you know what? He's already done in my eyes, so that doesn't mean anything.
And it's funny because, you know, he was scheduled to fight Tito Ortiz in this whole pay-per-view that never happened for Bellator. But now he's saying that he's not really interested into fighting Tito Ortiz anymore, if that fight were to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I heard what he said. If you read the interview, basically he stated, I only wanted to fight Tito because me and him used to be training partners, and I want to see who's actually better. But now that Tito broke his neck, I don't want to be the one that paralyzes him. I don't want to be the one that ends his career or ends his life or whatever. I don't want that in my conscience. I don't want that on my hands, so I don't want any part of that. I think Tito should just retire, you know, because his health is not too good. So, I mean, Rampage is just saying, like, a win over Tito doesn't do much for me because he's a has-been, and I don't want, you know, him to get permanently injured at my hands. I don't need that on my conscience. So that's basically what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, I want to thank everyone for listening in this evening on The Roman Show, November 13th. And November 11th was this Monday. And we'd like to thank all of our veterans for defending our rights and our freedom as they fight overseas to protect our country. So thank you very much to all the veterans that listen to us every day or every week here on The Roman Show. Thank you very much for those who follow us on Twitter and are subscribed to our YouTube account. But I say to everyone to enjoy their MMA weekend. Again, we have Friday, Bellator, and then we have a big pay-per-view on Saturday. Guillermo, your final thought?
Nah, man, just looking forward to that GSP-Johnny Hendricks fight. You know, it's not often that we get a title fight where I'm not so sure about who's going to win. Most of the time, I'm pretty sure of who's going to win, and at the end of the night, usually it works out that way. But this is actually one of those that I'm not completely certain of what's going to happen. So that's actually pretty exciting. So I'm looking forward to it.
It could be another shocker this year. And if Hendricks defeats GSP, that's two shockers already because of the whole Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman. You know, two guys that have owned the title for years, who have been undefeated for years. And if it happens for GSP, boy, I guess, you know, time for a change, like they say. Well, thanks very much, everyone, for following us. Follow us on Twitter at RomanDH, at The Roman Show. Subscribe YouTube account, RRoman0201. We'd like to thank everyone. If you want to sponsor, folks, The Roman Show, make sure to email us at RRoman0201. That's RRoman0201. We're making big waves, and soon, Guillermo, we are going to debut The Roman Show Live, where it's going to be sort of like a Jay Leno type of show. Of course, I'm not going to say jokes. I'm not a comedian. But there'll be a sit-down, one-on-one interview with fighters, entertainers, whatever it may be. We're going to deliver that soon on YouTube, so you want to make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube account. And it'll be an absolutely cool experience. So make sure you subscribe, and that's coming up soon. So make sure to help us out here and sponsor the show. And help us. You know, just help us a little bit. Plus, you know, holidays are coming up. Also, we're giving away free turkeys for those who are in need. If you are a family who needs and is not doing too well as far as financially, we'd love to go out there and provide you with a turkey. Just email it us again at rroman0201@gmail.com, or you can even tweet it to us. You know, just tweet your information. We'll write back to you at RomanDH. With that said, thank you so very much, and we'll catch you next week right here on The Roman Show. Good night, guys.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolpho Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolpho Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.